Okay, so in God's mathematics, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1 still equals 1. Explain, this is, we are one with Jesus, just as Jesus is one with the Father, and the Holy Spirit of either of them all still adds up to 1. Okay, we're as one. As the body of Christ, it doesn't make us separate from Him. We're now united with Him. His Spirit's united with our Spirit. Just as Jesus' Spirit was united with the Father's Spirit, and still is. All those become one when they're added together. They're merged into one. So, really, there is no independence as far as that goes from us from the Father, or us from Jesus. Jesus' ministry here on the earth, he clearly stated that he could do nothing really without the Father. Okay? Because it was the Father's Spirit within him from birth and without measure. And Jesus' willingness and submissiveness to the Father's will, that the works that we witness and did witness were done. Jesus spoke what he heard the Father say. Jesus' works were done by the Father. He attributed everything that was good and supernatural to the Father, not to his own self. He didn't never operated apart from the Father. Had he would have just simply been an ordinary man, a great man, nonetheless. But his greatness was in his true abilities, the divine abilities that we still witness these days and hear testimony of these days, took place because of the presence of the Father's Spirit within Jesus' own heart. The Father's Spirit had become one with Jesus' Spirit. And the same thing happens when we become born again, when we believe in Christ, when we believe in Jesus. Believe in Him as our Savior. Believe in Him as having died for our sins. Believing in Him as having paid the price for our sins so that we can be redeemed from the penalty of sin and be brought into the family of God, becoming His child. We then gain entrance at that point, or in our hearts. The Holy Spirit gains entrance into our hearts and mixes internally with our own spirit. We become one with God the Creator. And we become as capable at that point as well equipped to do the works and speak the words of our Father in this earth, to be a light, aroma of Christ, and a conduit for the expression of God Himself here on this earth, just like Jesus was. So that's really important to know. Again, 1 plus 1 plus 1, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, plus 1, us, we're still all one. We're not separated. We're still all one. And we are just as equipped to do the works and speak the words, give the testimony of the Father's love for the people of this earth, as Jesus was. Just as equipped. And we are the voice in the wilderness. We are the light on the hill. We are the aroma of Christ. We are the expression of God Himself here in this earth to the lost, the dying world. If we recognize who we are, stand firm in who we are spiritually, who we have become in Christ Jesus, who we have become since we received Him, that we are now the expression of God here on this earth when we yield to our spirit and learn, steadily learn, and adhere to walking after the Spirit in accordance with our spirit, which is where He abides, and not our flesh. Then, truly, God can reveal Himself to the world, and when He does, people will know how good He is, how kind He is, that He changes not. He Himself spoke those very words, "I change not." This isn't what somebody said about Him. He said it about Himself through the prophet. So he changes that. Everything he did through Jesus in his earthly ministry, he's now ready and willing to do through you and I in our earthly ministry. For we are the ministers of reconciliation. We are the ones that are now the body on the earth for the mouth and the actions of God to show up. Because when others see who he really is, they'll want to be close to him. They'll want to cling to him. They'll want to stay in his hands, his cup hands of protection and everlasting life.